Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Free speech win for a professor who questioned gender ideology. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is a great victory on behalf of this professor. I mean, his case is not done yet. He still can now go to trial, but he was allegedly demoted and harassed and then fired because of his own personal views on gender confusion.
Yeah, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, governing this particular area of the country, ruled in favor of a University of Louisville professor who was demoted, harassed, and ultimately fired, as you mentioned. It was a three-judge panel. It sided with Dr. Alan Josephson, a psychiatrist at the university's School of Medicine. He claimed six other medical school officials retaliated against him for having different opinions on how to treat children with gender confusion and for expressing those opinions at a panel discussion on the topic. According to the court's ruling, Dr. Josephson spoke at a Heritage Foundation panel in 2017 in his own individual capacity and not on behalf of the university. At the panel, Dr. Josephson questioned whether a child has the capacity to make major medical decisions and shared his views that gender confusion has the tendency to diminish by the end of adolescence.
You know, and this is what's ridiculous. I mean, he's a professor at a university where students should go to university and they should encourage critical thinking, right? But instead, when he gave his own views about gender ideology on this panel, which was not a part of his job on the university, his colleagues disagreed, and they started this whole path of harassing and eventually getting him fired.
You know, this is what you see happening on some of these college campuses.
Yeah.
It is a very closed, narrow-minded viewpoint that is allowed.
Yeah.
And people who are Christians or conservatives or have different opposing views like this, they are harassed. In this case, this person was demoted and harassed and ultimately fired. So he filed suit. The case was dismissed. The Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's decision that ruled in favor of Dr. Josephson. And they said that he has the right now to proceed to trial. So as you mentioned, case is not over, but it's a good step because now the Court of Appeals has given him the green light, and some of the language in the Court of Appeals decision will help him as he has to go through the trial. I suspect down the road, maybe there's going to be some discovery. I suspect, however, the university will end up having to settle this case and pay for damages.
Oh, sure. I mean, in February 2019, the university did not renew his contract in ending his 40-year academic career. But then he went to court, and the ruling from the appeals court upheld the lower court decision from the U.S. District Court that found that Dr. Josephson's speech was protected by the First Amendment and that university officials who fired him were not entitled to immunity. So it just, you don't get to the point where it's either my way or your way or the highway in this case. In a university setting, he has the right to free speech, especially on his own time.
Dr. Josephson also stated at the panel discussion that, quote, gender dysphoria is a social, cultural, psychological phenomenon that cannot be fully addressed with drugs and surgery. Thus, doctors, he continued, and others should explore what causes this confusion and help the children learn how to meet this developmental challenge, close quote. That's what he said. Now, how offensive can that be? He is arguing from science. He's arguing from his expertise. Clearly, what's happening around the world is the pendulum has shifted. It's begun in Europe. It has moved over to Great Britain, and it's now here in the United States as well. The pendulum is changing, and that is there was this rush over the past couple of decades towards this so-called gender ideology, where you have puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and this mutilating surgery for people who are uncomfortable about who they are. But now you see the change of the pendulum going the other way, and that is, this is not helpful. In fact, this kind of intervention is harmful. And this is exactly what Dr. Josephson was saying. For that, he gets disciplined and even terminated.
Absolutely. So the judge for the appeals court who wrote the opinion said, the defendants argue that they are entitled to 11th Amendment immunity and qualified immunity. The district court disagreed, and so do we. Professors at public universities retain First Amendment protections, at least when engaged in core academic functions, such as teaching and scholarship. Put differently, Josephson's speech stemmed from his scholarship and thus related to scholarship or teaching. As such, Josephson engaged in protected speech because it related to core academic functions.
Yeah, this is pretty straightforward. And, you know, historically, these universities would want to side for free speech when these professors became very liberal.
Exactly.
Against all the pressure from the outside. Oh, well, they have an academic right to freedom of speech, freedom of expression. But you know what's ultimately happened at these universities is they have become dominated by this liberal ideology, whether it's gender ideology or any other kind of ideology, political ideology, dominated. And consequently, they put pressure on Christians and conservatives who want to and have otherwise the right to be able to speak up. And this is a prime example of this. So this is a great decision upholding the lower court's decision that ruled in favor of Dr. Josephson. I think, Holly, at this point, the University of Louisville in Kentucky ought to get the message mm-hmm. that they're on the wrong side of the law.
Absolutely. And you think about, what are they teaching their students? If they're doing this to a professor, they're saying, well, you don't have the right to any kind of differing opinion if you don't agree with the leftist side. You have to follow that. And that's not what a university should be about. It should be, like I said earlier, creative, creating critical thinking, you know, brainstorming, having healthy debate. But this is not the case. When one professor gives, and what he said was true, these kids that go through gender confusion do grow out of it, and this medical mutilation is not the answer for them.
Well, the judge who wrote the majority opinion on the Court of Appeals said that while the university officials were, quote, worried, close quote, about Dr. Josephson getting national attention and putting their reputation at risk, they failed to prove his remarks had any disruptive effect on the medical school's patient care, accreditation, faculty recruitment and retention, accreditation, or the school's reputation in general. Quote, absent a disruption of government operations, a public university may not retaliate against a professor for speaking on issues of social or political concern, close quote. The judge continued, the mere fear of apprehension of disturbance is not enough to overcome the right to freedom of expression. So, you know, when I was dean of Liberty University School of Law, I remember going through the accreditation process with the ABA, American Bar Association, site team. And of course, they knew that we were pro-life in our views and our Christian teaching. And they would always ask a question, well, what about this issue of abortion? And they would want you to be able to say, well, you're going to teach abortion. And we would say, well, you know what? Liberty University School of Law and other Christian schools are a great place for people in the overall diversity of law schools in general, when you put them in the context of other law schools. Because the other law schools, they won't allow someone the room to be able to teach their pro-life or pro-marriage views. They would ridicule them. They would shut them down. And you don't seem to have a problem with that. I didn't push back and say you don't see.
Wait a minute.
Problem.
They wanted you to teach abortion in a Christian law school?
Well, that's what they would push forward. They would say that, of course, we wouldn't do that and we wouldn't budge on it. But they were like, how do you actually, well, you know what? Our teachers, the fact is, they enjoy the freedom that they can come to Liberty University School of Law mm-hmm. and they can teach about the sanctity of human life. They can teach about the Constitution and original intent. And if they were to go to some of these other secular hostile environments, they wouldn't be able to do so.
Right.
But this is the whole academia kind of mindset. It is very hostile towards Christian and conservative views. So I applaud this Dr. Alan Josephson for speaking truth. What he's actually saying is true, and it's up held by the actual ongoing science and the trend that's happening globally. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org and lc.org/helpkids. That's /helpkids, where we consolidate all of this information on this gender ideology.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.